Dr. Zafid, how can I help you?
Yes. Is this a payment, a billing office for Fairfax Foot and Ankle?
Yes. Just give me a minute. Let me transfer a call to the correct department for Fairfax Foot and Ankle, okay?
Thank you.
Sure.
Hi, this is Nick from Billing Department. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling regarding a bill that my father received that I think is a double bill because I think the prior bill, the bill had been paid. I just want to confirm.
Sure, I can look into it. Do you have a patient account number by any chance?
Where would it be on the? Yeah, it's 2571.
2571. Let me check. Just a moment. That is invalid. I think it should be on top of the bill. It should be around 6 digits, if I'm not wrong.
I see an account number of 4 digits from Fairfax Foot and Ankle on the corner, in the top corner. I have a transaction number.
Yes, I can work with the transaction number.
Okay, the transaction number is 16638.
16638. Just a moment. And just to be sure, patient's date of birth is October 13th of
1928? Yes, it is.
Yeah, so we are on the right bill, I believe. Just a moment, let me check it out. I believe you received the bill for $75. Let me check.
Yes, and I wrote a check. I wrote a check on his account on June 18th, and it's cleared the bank for $75. And this looks like it's another bill because I don't. It's the same date of service, so I don't know why you sent to him another bill.
Let me check. You said there was a check, right? June.
Mm-hmm. June 18th.
I see. And just to be sure, if you have a check number, is it 8119?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me check. What are the details for the bill?
So I paid a bill, and then when I went to visit him a couple weeks ago, he had another bill from you all for the same date of service, or for the Fairfax Foot and Ankle, for the same date of service. So I'm thinking it's a duplicate because he hasn't been served again, and it's the same date of service, so it's not like
I
it's
see.
A different. I don't want to pay twice.
I see. Just to be sure, so there is 4 visits, March, July.
The date of service I have is May 7th.
I see.
And he gets it done at the garden. So it's whenever they go to the garden. And it, to my knowledge, I thought he's only been there since January. To my knowledge, I thought he'd only been seen once.
Actually, there are 2 visits, one in May and another one in July.
Oh, there was another one. Okay, well, these both say July, May 7th. That's my confusion.
Yeah. I
so what was the
date? Yeah. I think you are right about the error in the bill. So I think there should be some corrections. Let me just make sure if I have the details correct here.
And can I change the address for the bill and have it come to me? I pay all of his bills. He's 97 years old. I just happened to go to his mailbox when I was there. And I won't be late in paying.
Sure, sure. Let me open that details as well so I can update the... So just to be sure, the bill should be received on your end, but on the different address. Is that the case?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Currently, I can see the bill is being sent to 6606
Well, this was sent to his place. This one was sent. I know you're really screwed up because I want all the bills come to me, and the one that I probably paid did come to me, but this one to him, that is the problem. It seems the one that's due on July 30th, but it still said for service on May 7th came to his address. So that's wrong. That's you're never going to get paid if it comes to his address because he doesn't write checks.
I think the bill was sent out to 4320 Forest Drive, apartment 429.
Right. Yeah, and that's not even his current address. His current address is 4310 Forest Hill Drive, and he's in apartment 227. So you really screwed up. So you're telling me he got serviced twice from you? Or do I need to call Fairfax Witten Mankle and find out for sure that he was serviced twice?
If you want
I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, please.
I said I'm not jibing with this because everything's wrong. That I just want to make sure he really was serviced twice, because I don't know that he was. But
I understand. Yeah, it's really fine if you want to, just double check with them.
Call them, okay? But can you make sure that any bills there that you all send, and I'm not going to pay a late charge because A, it went to the wrong place. B, I don't even know if it was for service that was provided.
Yeah.
But can you make certain that the address on file for Edward Conway is my address?
Sure, I can do that. Just be on the line. Let me correct it myself. Just a moment.
Okay.
And, I agree with you that the bill was sent to wrong address, so there should not be any late charges. I will put the notes on the system, so if someone takes actions on your account, he or she can be, read the notes and figure out the errors done in past.
Okay. So just, let me have you correct the file there, and I'm going to just call Fairfax, put it in Ankle,
sure,
to make sure he was serviced twice. Do you have a number for them by any chance?
I have them. I have that number. Just a moment. Let me...
Okay. I see the office number here.
So the number for Fairfax Foot and Ankle's front desk is 703-273-3622.
Okay. Okay, and you've cleared up the file there to have the right address. I will call them, confirm that he did have that service, and if he did, in fact, they'll have to initiate a new bill. How about that?
That sounds good. And just to be sure, your current address where the bill should be sent to is 6606. Is that correct?
6606 Ansbrook Place Southwest, Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina 28469.
Yeah.
And I'm his daughter, and my name is Janice Conway Mika. M like Mary, I-C-K-A.
Yeah, and we will correct the patient's account, and you should receive the updated bill soon enough, I believe. And In that, I guess you will have good numbers, and I think you will be able to understand it well. But if you still find questions, please don't hesitate to call.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.